Time for the No Panic Zone. I'm Steve Gerber. God bless America. Thank you for being here, friend. It is the 1st of March, 2021. Can you believe it already? It's March. Here we are. A year into the pandemic, basically. And here are three big things you need to know right now to start your week. Number three, in New York, the Emmy Award-winning governor, Andrew Cuomo, acting like other famous Hollywood types. Well, Harvey Weinstein comes to mind, for example. When it comes to explosive allegations of sexual harassment, we'll get to that. Number two, a flood of kids headed north to cross the American border illegally. Tens of thousands by May, according to many who are watching the problem as it develops. And number one, CPAC 2021, showcasing the return of Donald Trump. The 45th president of the United States, having been out of the spotlight for a few weeks now, made a return to CPAC and made some proclamations of great importance that he says will be important going forward, focusing on his policies, ripping on Joe Biden and saying, no, I'm not going to create a third party in America. Why would I do that? So the Democrats could always win. He said he loves being a Republican. Apparently the Republicans like him well enough that he won the straw poll, 55% of those at CPAC voting for Donald Trump to be the nominee in 2024. 24% chose Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. And coming in third place, Kristi Noem of South Dakota. Now, we'll see how this all plays out. We've got a long way to go before you get to 2024. And when you're in your 70s, of course, health can be a challenge. We've noticed that with the current occupant of the White House. And many might just conclude that 78 is too old to be president, even for Donald Trump. But right now, he is a power broker in the party. He can raise money. He can draw crowds. He can get applause. He can make things happen. He can still get plenty of attention. And his policies, according to CPAC polling, embraced by 95% of the people there. 95% of the people believe that we should still be following an America First Trump policy. I agree. The question is, will it be Trump that takes us forward, or will it be a Ron DeSantis or a Kristi Noem or somebody else? Mike Pompeo also there because he would like a shot at being president. Let's be honest. The folks that show up at CPAC, whether it's Ted Cruz or Mike Pompeo or Ron DeSantis, they hear, here comes the chief, and they all say, hey, that's my song. That's what they say. It's a lot easier, by the way, for Donald Trump to get up there and say what he wants now. I'm going to share a couple of comments. I'll share the big one with you here, because this is what brought them to their feet. It's bite number seven with the former president winding them up and rolling along with the crowd. He loves feeding off the crowd. Bite seven. Here you go.
And coyotes is dangerous, immoral, and indefensible. Hard to believe it's happening. Biden has failed in his number one duty as chief executive, enforcing America's laws. This alone should be reason enough for Democrats to suffer withering losses in the midterms and to lose the White House decisively 4 years from now. Actually, as you know, they just lost the White House, but it's one of those things. But who knows? Who knows? I may even decide to beat them for a third time, okay? Beat them for a third
time. That, of course, brought the House down. That, of course, brought the House down, and it blew up on social media. I might even decide to beat them for a third time. Of course, the president, former president, just dangling that out there, keep the faithful wound up, suck all the oxygen out of the national media. That'll be what they're talking about for a couple of days here. Make no mistake. They'll be all wound up over that for a couple of days, no question about it. Meanwhile, Senator Rick Scott of Florida, also a man who, when he hears Hail to the Chief, says, hey, man, that's my song, wants to be president, no question. He says that he's in charge of the Republican efforts to get senators elected in 2022. He says Republicans will pick up four seats in the Senate in 2022. fairly optimistic to say the least, but he says the disaster of the Democrats is going to lead to big wins for the Republicans. I don't disagree with him. Seats that are likely in play include Georgia and New Hampshire. The former governor of New Hampshire, Sununu, Christopher Sununu, looking to run against Maggie Hassan, and he's ahead in the first big polling out of New Hampshire. Sununu leading there. Very popular governor. Hassan, the governor before him, but not nearly as popular anymore. We'll see where that goes. In Georgia, Raphael Warnock won in a strange election here in the runoffs on January the 5th of this year. But David Perdue has already announced his intention to run for that seat, a seat that was lost by Kelly Loeffler. No word from her what she intends to do, but David Perdue, he's in. He wants his Senate seat back. He wants to represent Georgia in the United States Senate, and he may well do that. John Ossoff is there for now, but that won't last either. Trust me, 6 years down the line, that won't last either. Because these far left policies are really hurting the Democrats. Meanwhile, so we can get some other news in here. Letitia James now wading into the Andrew Cuomo sexual harassment issues. Letitia James is the one that's saying Cuomo to begin with, outing him on the fact that he had not been forthcoming on how many seniors had died in nursing homes because of his policies sending COVID-positive patients into those long-term care facilities. And now Letitia James says, I'll take it from here. And that's got to be frightening for Andrew Cuomo. Trust me, his political career is over. It's over. And remember, not quite a year ago, there was this effort to draft Andrew Cuomo to be the nominee for the Democrats to run for president against Donald Trump. Even I said his performances in his daily briefings were strong, and they were. But we now know they were just a performance. He won an Emmy for his efforts, but he's apparently going to lose his job. He might lose his freedom. Because some say that what he did, sending COVID-positive patients into nursing homes, was nothing short of criminal. Letitia James is looking into the investigations now about sexual harassment, inappropriate comments, hostile work environment, those sorts of issues coming to the forefront now. And others like Nancy Pelosi say it appears the accusations against Governor Cuomo are credible. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who fancies herself as the next governor of New York, also giving credence to those allegations. So we'll keep an eye on all of that. Still to come, Gordon Chang will be here on the program with me from CPAC. Gordon Chang, an interview with him. So stick with us here. Meanwhile, I want to tell you about Patriot Foods, because if you don't know about Patriot Foods and Meet Your Farmer, man, are you missing out. Patriot Foods is here to make sure you buy U.S. only fruits and vegetables, meats and cheeses. Every time you do that, it'll be delivered to your front doorstep free of charge, and you support a military family in need. I can't think of a better pro farmer. Find out who grows your blueberries. Where does your food come from? If it comes from America, that's a good first step. Then the delivery is free anywhere in America. And then you put some money in the kitty for military families in need. How do you do better? Go to patriotfoods.com. Check it out. Tell them I sent you. We'll be right back.
If I told you could save hundreds of dollars on utilities every month and thousands every year, would you listen? A Well Connect, which uses your well water to heat and cool your home, can literally save you a pile of cash. If you're tired of freezing in the winter and boiling in the summer and didn't think you could afford to make a change, Well Connect will change your mind. WellConnect is a hybrid geothermal system that can reduce your heating bills to $600 a year and air conditioning for $50 a year. No, I'm not kidding. WellConnect will pay for itself and keep you comfortable the whole year. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. First, find out if your home is a good fit for a WellConnect. Second, schedule a free home visit. And third, get a WellConnect install. Call SGI today at 810-820-4604. Again, 810-820-4604. You'll be so glad you did.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a
bear sighting?
Location.
In the forest, near the side of the road.
No need for alarm, sir. The forest is where bears live.
But this was no ordinary bear.
No ordinary bear?
At one second, I'm having a smoke taken in the view. Next thing I know, I am face to face with Smokey Bear.
Let me guess, Smokey had a tip for you.
He did. He must have seen me toss my cigarette on the ground. He told me never to do that because it only takes one spark to start a wildfire.
He's a smart bear. Did you know that 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans? That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
That's what Smokey said. I had no idea.
That's why Smokey's famous, and you're not.
Good point.
If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference, because 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.